Story number 10, Night and Morning. Khwaja Tlazim was a Sufi teacher who communicated his spirituality to dervishes at his center entirely by thought contact, which is sometimes called the heart-to-heart action. In the studies, no word was spoken and no movement made. One day, a party of intending disciples arrived at the court, eager to take part in the ceremonies, the observances, and the exercises, which they expected would be the basis of the activities at this place, which was called the Taslim Khana, the House of Resignation. After they had been seen by one of the Khwaja's deputies and had had converse with him, they were shown into the Hall of Knowledge, where elaborate ceremonial, complicated exercises and unusual music occupied their attention for many hours. The following day, all were called before the master. He asked them whether they felt uplifted by their experiences of the night before. Seated in the center of the hall, the visitors, one by one, declared that this had been one of the most sublime experiences of their lives. The resident dervishes stood against the wall, silently observing. Other guests were also present. When the visitors had completed their reports and concluded with pleas for acceptance as dervishes, the Khwaja spoke. He first thanked his guests for their praise and for their wishes for his health and the continued prosperity of the house. Then he said, "This morning there are three kinds of people among us. First are the minute discerners, the dervishes who know what has happened and need no information about it. Second are the new arrivals who may learn from proximity what has happened. Third are our guests of last night. It is you people whom I address in the tongue of man, for you will not hear the speech of angels. You people have tasted of hospitality, ceremonial, and boon companionship. You have not tasted of spirituality here, whatever you may believe about this matter. We provided the entertainments and the hospitality so that those of you who wish for entertainment might not be disappointed, as should be the actions of good hosts. We also provided, as is the work of those who know, the direct communication. This was and always remains accessible, but it is and was accessible in the following manner. Not to those engaged in tasting the world in the name of pious observances. Their inner taste is useless. Not to those who might merely spurn the observances and imagine that the spurning itself makes them anything better. The derision destroys the inner capacity of taste. Only to those who really taste the wine without chewing the glass. It is those among you who really speak the language of the wine and not of the glass. We have had a period of noise in which the lips and tongue, the outward voice, have spoken to me of their outward experiences, the pleasures in exercises and ceremonials, and even the pain of their searching. Now we shall have a space of silence in which the inward voice of those in whom one is alive shall speak to our inwardness about the experiences which we have extended other than the music, food, repetitions, and exercises. Those who ask with the inward voice shall be heard by the inward ear. Speak now in that language."